Hello. It is your friendly podcasting neighborhood host of the Lazarus Port Report. I am Lazarus, and I am slightly tired. Why am I tired, you ask? Someone asked. Somebody please ask. I'll tell you why. I'm tired because I busted my ass at work through the night. Before that, I'm supposed to be sleeping during the day, but a young man woke up early, so I took advantage of that, played some video games, watched a movie, and tried to hold out for the little lady to wake up. Well, the littlest lady, she came out running shortly after 7 o'clock, but yeah, the queen bee, she was still snoozing away and was trying to get her up before I had to go down. I stuck it out as late as I could, and before I know it, it's about 11 o'clock. Now I'm past my bedtime, and I'm like, honey, I gotta go to sleep. No sooner did she get up than I had to go down. Start getting some decent rest. I get these terrible cramps from time to time. Earth shaking. Bowel rupturing, because that's where it feels like they're coming from anyhow. Just killer cramps.
Oh.
And it's not pretty. I mean, it's they've had me doubled over in the tears several times. And this has been going on since childhood. But see, the time frame just wasn't good, because it was around 1:30, 2 o'clock, and I had to be up around 3:30 to get ready and leave for work. Now, I could take some of the meds that the doctor gave me for this, which don't really help, because it's either one, take it every day, and it pretty much knocks me the hell out, or take it when during a cramping episode. Well, by then it's too late. So the one thing I have found over the years that does help, it was just too close to get ready and go to work time for me to take that medication. That alternative medication. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Say no more. If you're catching what I'm throwing, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, I'm all for the use of it. Medicinally, that is. Another thing that's been on my mind lately, I'm sorry to be in such a downtrodden Eeyore like mood. Oh, boo. But I think I've just been stifled creativity wise lately. You know, I know I'm wrestling with something, but I just don't know exactly what it is. Can't put my finger on it, and that really puts my panties in a bunch. I spent the last couple of years really, really getting to know who I am. Not living life through, you know, crazy antics and manic episodes any longer. For the most part, you know, but the world doesn't stop, so the body's got to keep going, and the mind is now going, okay, we're going to keep the body operating, we're going to do this, we've got to do that, keep going, you know, stay focused on the day-to-day things, stay focused on, you know, the things that are popping up, you know, new or, you know, bills or whatever the case is. No. But I, you know, it's like, I can't put myself on hold. I can't stop, you know, digging further into me to continue to find out who I am and everything about me. You know, when a man or a woman, when a person truly, truly knows themselves, is when they can truly, truly be a great help to so many people. And I, you know, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm an employee. Sometimes I'm a coach. You know, it's a busy life. And with things constantly popping up on the outside, it's just, sometimes gets to be too much being me. The sad thing about it, and it really is sad, is that when things get to be too much, not that I can't handle life, it's just when things get so much where, you know, I'm unable to, you know, work on myself and still devote, you know, something, some kind of attention, some kind of, you know, work, some kind of effort towards these other issues. You know, the feeling I get, well, I shouldn't say feeling I get, but the place that it puts me is the same place that I was a couple of years ago when, I tried to end everything. I tried to kill myself. And that's what really hurts right now. Is that, you know, fighting through it all and, sorry, somewhat losing this battle, or falling behind, or, you know, as I said, not being able to deliver the attention that I feel is needed, it just bypasses everything else. You know, it skips right past any of my, you know, crazy moments, or my, you know, manic periods, for lack of a better word, episodes. And it just, you know, it does not pass go. It does not collect $200. It not pass go. It just throws me right in that pit. The pit, it doesn't hold me. I don't allow it to hold me, but I do have to climb back out of it. And climbing back out is a good thing. But when I get to the top, everything is still there. You know, a lot of those issues, a lot of those problems. I can say now that, you know, I don't allow myself to fall back into it. You know, when I see everything, like I would tell people I knew that would drink, or still do, like, oh, it was a shitty week, or, you know, having issues with my boyfriend, my girlfriend, or whatever, and I'm going to drink. Why? You know, you think you're going to drink the problems away? You're going to drink. Yeah. You're going to get all messed up. You're going to do stupid stuff. You're going to say stupid shit. You're going to puke all over the place and shit. You're going to wake up the next day feeling like shit. And guess what? None of those problems were resolved. And there you just wasted so much time. You wasted money. You know, whatever. You know. And it's like sometimes I get back up. I climb back out. And I get to the top. And these things are just waiting for me. And it comes with the front. Blah! Front kick to the gut. And, sends me back down. Rest assured and guarantee DMT, because I do know enough of myself right now, and I am stronger than I have ever been in my life, and I continue to get stronger, be stronger. I would never take my life before it's time. Meaning, if I had some kind of terminal illness, you know, I'm talking assisted suicide type thing. Not because,
I broke up with my girlfriend, I broke up with my boyfriend, or this is too much, and that's too much, I'm going to slit my wrist.
Never that shit. Sorry. Had to get a little sip of Pepsi. I'll keep the eyes open as I'm rolling home. Rolling home in Studio 5.4. But I guess, you know, lately I've been having a hard time trying to, you know, come up with a topic or something to, you know, merit a decent entry or decent podcast, broadcast, whatever. I've recorded several, but I never uploaded them because I would listen to them, or I would listen to myself halfway through and realize that, I'm not gonna do it, for whatever reason. But, actually, you know, getting this off my chest, so to speak, is helping. Excuse me. It's helping with the feeling that I was just, you know, describing. It's helping relieve that that block that's been sitting on top of my my creativity, which, you know, for me, that's, you know, if I can't come up with something, then whoo-hoo, you know, something's going on with, you know, in this man's head. So again, I have to thank anyone of you out there, all of you, anyone who's listening to this. And if anyone out there who's listening as, you know, can share in this, or has experienced things like this, mental illness, depression, you know, serious life, I hate to keep using the word issues, but serious life conditions, real life conditions, you know, drop me a line, you know. We could talk about it, I could podcast it, hey, there's a deer. We could keep it private, however you'd like. You can use my emails, damp69@live.com. DAMP, the number 6, the number 9, at live.com. Or you can use xlazarusx@gmail.com. That's xlazarusx@gmail.com. I can tell you one thing for sure. I crammed a lot of mistakes into my life. I crammed a whole bunch of mistakes, huge mistakes, in a span of 2 years. Mistakes that didn't just affect me. but affected so many others. And worst of all, it affected innocent people who had nothing to do with it, with the decisions or anything like that, who had nothing to do but suffer my decisions, my errors. The children had feelings hurt. And that to me is the ultimate sin. Breaking a child's innocence in any form. I love kids. I love my kids. But as I was saying, talking about it is empowering. Getting it out, getting it open, getting it off your chest. It opens doors. Opens doors of relief. It opens doors of emotions. It lets things out that needed to get out. The grieving process. It doesn't always mean when someone has passed. It could be, a friend who's moved away, somebody who you no longer work with, or somebody you stopped being friends with. Something like that, a pet, whatever. When the grieving process is not completed for whatever reason, or even started, it tends to build up inside, and it creates for a lot of negativity, a lot of negative energy. And some people, I can tell you for one, I was one of them. It eventually just capped off in my early 30s, and boom, that was it. That was it. But I'm on the right track. I've got so much going for me now. Family is stronger than it ever was. Individually, yes, there's things that still need to be addressed. Specifically, my oldest daughter, my wife, my son seems to be able to, do all right with it, and our youngest was just too young to remember. So, anywho, drop me a line, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Again, if there's anything you would like for me to promote on the podcast or give me a topic, anything, hit me up through the emails. Feel free, please feel free to share this podcast with friends, family, strangers. Write it on the bathroom wall somewhere. Write it on a card, or put it on the back of a business card. Put it in a fishbowl. Get the word out there. www.odpo.podomatic.com. Autopodomatic.com. That takes you right to the Lazarus Report. Don't forget to check out my Twitter feed. You can find me at Laz_report. That's at Laz_report. Find me there. I try to keep my tweets going. I use the Buffer app, so when I see something interesting, sports, entertainment, world, finances, you name it, comes across, and I think it's something that it's important, or something that might catch your eye or your ear, I throw it up there. Again, when I get a chance, hopefully it'll be soon, I'll be working on the Laz Report YouTube page. I'd like to get some interesting videos on there, and maybe get some viewer submitted videos I can put on. All right, as long as they're not nasty and shit like that. No snuff films. Jesus, please. Again, if you feel so inclined, All right, you scroll down towards the bottom of the page, autopodomatic.com. Scroll down to the bottom, look to the right, and you'll see the donate PayPal button. Proceeds go towards bettering the podcast experience. I do need a better mic, some equipment at home, things like that. Plus, it'll help me keep my membership active on the website, so I can keep a chock full of goodies for you guys. I hope hit a bump. Sorry, I hit a bump, and what I was going to say fell right out of my mouth and out the window. Damn. Well, anyway, that train of thought went down a dirt road. But anyhow, just as important. Actually, more important. Thank you all. Thank you all for listening, tuning in, tuning out, downloading, streaming, sharing, whatever it is. Thank you. I couldn't do this, and I wouldn't be doing this without the fan base that I have. So, please, follow along. It's gonna be a hell of a ride. Bye.